It's John Gibbons with another Anfield Wrap special, and we are looking at Liverpool's exciting new signing. We're going to say, is it signing? Is it potential? I don't think it's sort of quite gone through yet, but it's looking like Arteta is going to be a Liverpool player. So we thought we'd get a little bit more perspective on his time in Spain. And so we are joined now by our resident Spanish footballer expert, whether he likes it or not, Ewan McTeer. Ewan, thanks so much for coming back on the Anfield Wrap.
No worries. Glad to be here.
So let's go back a little bit, if you don't mind, to when he first moved to Barcelona. He came from Gremio. What was his reputation like at that time, and how much of an impact was he expected to have at Barcelona, if you can go back all those years?
Yeah, I mean, his reputation was so high. He was, even when he was at Gremio, you know, coming through really young, as a, you know, really young player there at Gremio, you always heard reports of him. And everybody, all the Brazilian scouts reports always said he has to play for Barcelona. He's a Barcelona kind of player. He'll be there one day. And then when it transpired that his very first step in European football was going to be direct to Barcelona, it kind of seemed like the perfect fit. Obviously a huge step up, but this was a player who'd done so well in South America. He'd won the Copa Libertadores, had won a Man of the Match award in one of the legs of the finals, and came to Barcelona as a player known for fitting into a possession scheme, able to pass the ball so well, able to retain possession, so press-resistant, and he was seen as the perfect kind of Barcelona player. So when they managed to bring him in, a lot of excitement. Then it just never quite... He was always fine. He was fine at Barcelona, but it never quite hit the heights that he was expected to hit. But I think there was also a lot of patience at first. He was so young. But then after 2 years, he was already moved on. And now looking at where his career's gone at Juventus, hasn't really gone that well there either. I think people sort of maybe rejudge the time at Barcelona and cast it in an even more negative light than it was seen at the time. I think at the time he was just viewed as a perfectly fine player, 7 out of 10, nothing special, but not as disastrous as some people are maybe repainting it nowadays.